This is the time, if you or your group is interested in signing up for the parade, this is when to do it, because a lot of times the slots will fill up.
Yes, they do fill up. We leave space for between 80 to 85 entries, depending on the size of the entries we've received. We work within the parade footprint to lay out all of these floats. And typically we do fill up. So we say that registration is open until October 17th or until all of the spots have been filled.
That's interesting that it may not just be like, oh, I got plenty, not many people have signed up yet. Well, if they're all big floats or big entries, that's going to cut down on it.
Exactly. Large groups of walkers. They spread out and they take space. So you have to take all of that into account when you're figuring out the layout of everyone who's taking part in the parade.
And I know especially when you start getting close and when you do fill out, and there's so much disappointment. Oh, we wanted to be in it. It doesn't feel like right now, like the Christmas parade, but you gotta get into that mode right now if you want to be part of the parade.
Yep. Although we have a lot of other events coming up this fall before the Christmas parade. August 1st, I assumed my role as Christmas parade director, and we are meeting already as the city and as all of our different counterparts who come together to plan this parade. So we are already in full gear. We finish up Christmas in July and go right to Christmas at Christmas.
I should have brought a Santa hat in today to wear it for you. Well, boy, that has to be good. To be able to pull off something like the Christmas parade, it makes sense that you're already having to talk. I can't imagine, and I'm sure during even the course of the full year, that this is, especially in your case, this is always on your mind, and you have a folder on your desk.
Oh, yes. Christmas parade. Yes. A big binder, actually.
Because there's a lot. I mean, you've got so many people to coordinate with, whether it's fire and rescue, whether it's the police and the street closures,
yes.
and everything. I mean,
And our awesome public works guys.
Oh, there's nothing like the public works guys. If you can stay after the parade to watch them, they really are just a little bit behind Santa starting to clean up.
Yep, they do a great job of getting the streets cleaned, open back up. It looks like nothing even happened within a few minutes after wrapping up the parade.
I guess the route's the same this year, where the judges stand again was back over on Princess Anne Street.
Yes, again, up on Princess Anne Street, directly across from the post office.
I mean, it does not feel like bundling up in everything, but it's quick as this year has. I mean,
I know.
It doesn't seem like it was a year, it was just less than a year ago that you and I got together, and it doesn't seem like
nearly. No, absolutely not. And, I hope that there's no bundling up needed for this year's parade.
Agreed. One of the great things about the Christmas parade is on that Saturday when people start putting out chairs and couches. And
early in the morning,
and
everything.
And thousands always expect. I mean, that's one of the bigger events.
Yeah, well over 20,000 people come downtown. We had over another 40,000 who watched it online, either with the live stream or viewing it after the parade had finished. So it is very, very, very big for us. It's I would say the largest event that our city puts on.
And you're the one. I'm
the lucky one.
So I guess this year you'll feel, you know what's coming at you.
Yes.
Last year when we talked about it, you were pretty confident about everything, but it was like, this is going to be the first time.
Well, I'm so glad that I played it off well last year. I was definitely a little bit anxious. Like I said, I was 6 weeks from the day I started until the day of the Christmas parade. And when we truly start planning prior to August even to pick out the theme and to get prepared, I came in pretty late to the game. But I have a level of confidence this year and a level of just pure excitement to really get going, to get to meet with all of our parade entries and all of our volunteers, and just that culmination in the one big day. It's a short parade. We get through it pretty fast. There's so much lead up, and it's such a big event. And then it's all over and calm again.
Take a deep breath
until the next year.
I don't think I asked you what the theme was.
Oh, our theme this year is Christmas around the world.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So different countries, very diverse. You can really go a lot of different ways with it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's December 6th. So plan on that. But if you're thinking, you and your group, that you want to be part of the Christmas parade, this is the time to sign up at fxbgparks.com. Is that the place, or is there another spot?
You can get to it through fxbgparks.com. You can also go to fredericksburgchristmasparade.com for even more information and details on the day.
Okay, that's right. That means it's so big it has its own, site. fredericksburgchristmasparade.com, and that'll give you all the information. Signing up just started, and you said the cutoff is October?
Yes, typically October
17th. Okay. So be thinking about that and getting involved. I've never talked to you. We need to make this a yearly thing of coming in and talking about events and then talking about this.
The preemptive.
Because usually then the 17th will get here, and it's like it came and went, and the parade's filled up, or there's no, it's... Just because, I guess you have to have a lot of lead time just to adjust where people go.
Yes. Yep. So we do a little bit of flex time after the 17th, but then by the very end of October, we are finalizing that lineup. We are assigning positions and getting pretty much everything in order with the actual layout of the parade. And it takes so long to put together some of these floats. Groups need as much time as they can. I truly had people reaching out to me in February and March of this year asking, when can we sign up? When can we find out the theme? We really want to be a part of the parade. How can we make sure we don't miss it?
Yeah. FredericksburgChristmasParade.com for all the information to sign up for the Christmas parade that comes up in the city on December the 6th.